That should hold for a bit. All right. All right. Okay. All right. 5.
4.
3.
2.
And 1.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames, messieurs, bienvenue, welcome to the Happy Hour.
The Habs drop a 2-1 decision against one of the worst teams in the league. Granted, the Habs are also one of the worst teams in the league, and they just made one of the worst teams in the league look like they have a shot at going to the playoffs. Never mind that. That's not even the news of the weekend. Because finally, and I'm sure a lot of people are just fucking dancing in the streets, Bergevin, Timmins, and Paul Wilson, of all people, are out. They have been shit-canned. Molson had enough. And he ought to have done that. What we are watching this season is the worst Habs team ever assembled. Ever. And that is 100% on Bergevin, as is the playoff run into the Stanley Cup Final last season, of which Jeff Molson, I think, mentioned in so many words that it was a fluke in the press conference this morning.
Yeah. People were taking victory laps on that, too.
Well, imagine being a team to lose to a fluke.
Exactly.
Yep, all three of them. My name's David Ogier. I'm MetalDave02 on Twitter.com. Joined as always by Beth.
Hello, I'm still here. I'm Beth. I'm at HIVERHUIT on Twitter. Iferhuit.
Oh, and Veronica.
Yeah, I'm at CHILE_Pepper on Twitter.
We're the Happy Hour, having a grand old time at Happy Hour on Twitter.com, HappyHour.com, Happy Hour, YouTube.com/Happy Hour and Happy Hour Pod on Instagram. Every time I watch this team, it is a waste of time. They do not look like a professional hockey team. They have no concept of what to do in their own zone. You watch the beginning of the first period. They had one shot in the first 10 minutes to, like, the Vancouver, the Canucks, to, like, 11, 12. Canucks go up 1-0 because of, shit, I forget the play now. I was actually watching this game. God save my soul. For fuck's sake. It's just horrendous. Day in and day out, it's abysmal. Oh, yeah, Elias Pettersson on the power play. Because nobody was covering him.
Yeah.
An abhorrent thing. I mean, like, I get it. Okay, power play, special teams. It's a given. To have special teams is dog shit. Power play and penalty kill. Habs had a power play. Their first power play of the game? Atrocious. They got one shift out there for no shots. None! No shots! Zero! Caulfield had 0 seconds of power play time over the entire game. Why have him up?
I thought I saw him on the power play.
No, I checked.
No. Okay.
Why have him up if they don't play him? Now, granted, him, Suzuki, and Arturi Lehkonen, where were they? Like, when Bartlett...
Arturi had a few good looks.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, well, Arturi, of course he would. I have no idea what's going on in Suzuki or Caulfield's heads. Zero idea. It's just, smoke and mirrors. It's the fucking Canucks. Find a way to win. There was a shift at the near the tail end of the game. It might have been a power play or whatever it was. Last, like, 5 minutes of the game, Habs are down 2-1. And they have so much pressure on the Canucks. And the only people to manage shots on net is Petrie from the top of the fucking umbrella and fucking Ben Chiarot. There's an entire offensive line there doing diddly squat. What the fuck? Jeff Gordon.
Very deep in their own heads.
Yeah. Like, Jeff Gordon is now the... what's his official title now?
President of Hockey Ops?
Yeah, either that president or like executive president or vice president of hockey operations. And the plan is that he and whoever the GM is going to be are going to be a diumvirate, if that's the word I was trying to remember. Much like Rome, when it was split in two with Rome and Constantinople, we will have two general managers, essentially. One that speaks to the people and one that does not. Jeff will probably not be doing a whole lot of that because, God forbid, he's a fucking Yankee.
Well, yeah.
And not a French speaker.
So I think it was just an artful way to get the best person for the job in the role.
And the only reason Jeff was available, if you recall, Jeff was fired because of that letter the Rangers sent out about Tom Wilson.
What letter about Tom Wilson?
Tom Wilson, like...
the one about him being...
hit one of the Rangers players.
It was a couple months ago? A few weeks ago? I think it was like in October at some point. But Tom Wilson hit a Ranger really hard. It was just a nasty injury. And the Rangers like released like on Twitter and all the social media and stuff like how they were like upset with like the Department of Player Safety or the NHL or the league or whatever with their lack of
discipline.
Yes, thank you.
So they fired him over that.
Oh my God! Yeah, that was like it was crazy. Like the league fined the Rangers because of it too.
Yeah.
Because the, God forbid, the Rangers or any team speak up against fucking Department of Player Safety, those fucking morons.
Yeah.
It was Tom Wilson's hit on Artemi Panarin. New York Rangers are extremely disappointed that Capitals forward Tom Wilson was not suspended for his horrifying act of violence last night at Madison Square Garden. Wilson is a repeat offender, long history of types of acts, and we find it shocking that the NHL and their Department of Player Safety failed to take the appropriate action to suspend him indefinitely. Wilson's dangerous and reckless actions cause injury to, Panera Bread, that will prevent him from playing again this season. We view this as a dereliction of duty by NHL head of player safety, Georges Perreault, and believe he is unfit to continue his current role.
It's all coming back to me.
Fucking Gordon got canned and the league like fined the Rangers over this. This was back in May.
Oh, that was in May?
Yeah.
So long ago. I thought that was.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Regardless, that's the only reason that this apparent gem of a man was available. Jeff met him 10 days ago. Do you know what was 10 days ago? The slugging Penguins. That the Habs took against the Penguins. 6-0. Even though the Habs sort of paid it back with a 6-3 victory on Saturday, but really, was it with two empty net goals? I didn't watch the game. I don't remember why.
My mom was
counting on the score sheet. It was an insanity-filled game. It was the score was 3-1 with less than 2 minutes to go, and it ended up being 6-3. It was just a shit show. Yeah. But they won, so 2 points is 2 points.
Holy Christ.
2 points and get the hell out of town. I don't know if they're going to amount to anything at the end of the season.
I am glad that my mom was finally able to see a regulation win in person because she had never seen a regulation win before. Regular season win before. So my mom was there with Michelle, who is HockeyLass72 on Twitter. She's a lovely teacher who in Pittsburgh who likes both the Habs and the Leafs, but we love her anyway because she's a very nice lady.
Oh, she's the one.
Yes.
There were 8 goals scored in the third period of that game.
It's bonkers.
8.
I'm happy for them because the win was so messy. They were just like, just fucking do whatever it takes.
And then we have today.
Yeah, and then we have today. Which is like
we have today.
Yeah.
There's it My all it all starts in the defensive zone. They are so unorganized back there. As soon as the puck goes into their zone, you might as well let out a bunch of fucking cats on catnip. Because that's what it looks like to me. It's just, it's utter fucking chaos. I don't know
what that looks like.
Yeah, yeah, it's absolute insanity. It's God's reckoning upon us sinners in the world. Oh my God, it's so bad. So bad.
Were actually at the Capitals game last week as well.
Oh.
And for the most part, people were nice. I got to meet Joe. I got to say this. I get to meet Joe, who is not a fan, _Joe on Twitter. Amazing art. Check out her website.
Hey, Joe.
She has stuff that is in NHL players' houses. Mm. And she's only 20. She's only 20. I had no idea she was only 20. And she's like this big, and she's so tiny and beautiful and wonderful. Sylvie, follow
Jay is
her.
This
she's,
big.
She's tiny. She's tiny.
Artist What's representation. The
handle? It's not a fan. I'm not a fan. Not a fan, _JO.
Okay.
And her website, I believe, is like notafan.com.
Awesome.
Okay. And you can buy all sorts of cool stuff on there. Most of the Capitals fans are very nice, but so many people, and I mean, Mom and I were getting frustrated with the defense as well, but so many Caps fans were like, what is up with them? Like, what is going on? Ask Luke Richardson.
I'm going to get to that right now, actually. But there was a stat from the game on Wednesday that I have to bring up, because I was at the Beer Garden game. My fucking brain kicked in by Hofbrau. All right, first period, the Washington Capitals, 6-1, outchanced off the rush. The Capitals had a 92% zone entry success rate, meaning that they were unchallenged going to the half zone. How? Yeah. It's like the Habs have never played hockey before. It's like whatever happened in the playoffs, this isn't Weber. Because Petrie can stop a player. Who knows what Petrie is doing these days? Sammy Niku, Alexander Romanov. These guys have been playing hockey since they were in diapers. They're a bunch of millionaires being headed by a millionaire bench boss. And it's just, it's complete insanity. Every game. A lot of people don't like Dominic Ducharme. And I get it.
A lot of people don't.
I get that. However, it blows my mind that nobody is taking Luke Richardson to task, because I want to say 80% of the Habs problem is in the defensive zone. It is awful. And it's the decisions by the defense when they're in the offensive zone that just... What? Now, you want to know who I thought had a good game? Fucking Dave Savard. I think he's finally picking it up.
Yeah. He's giving me, sometimes I feel like he tries a little bit to be kind of Shea Weber-esque, and that frightens me a little bit, but I did like what I saw this evening.
Yeah.
Romanov was decent as well. Norlander and Niku were also great. You know?
So it's between years. That's the only thing that makes any sense. And people hate Dominic Ducharme so much.
They have to look at the whole bench.
They will not say anything against Richardson.
Honestly, I would not be surprised if Jeff Gordon came in to Montreal tomorrow. I think he's touching down. And he just clears house. I would not be surprised because it's just... There's no excuse. There's no excuse at this point.
We're still paying Claude Julien, and we just extended Ducharme.
Hey, too bad, Molson. You fucked up. And it's time to stop fucking up. It's just, it's terrible. It's either the guys behind the bench have no idea what they're doing, or the players on the ice have no idea what they're doing. And it's like, well, we can't trade the entire team, but we can sure replace bench bosses. And that's my thought, because it's like, they're terrible. And I didn't even get to the power play. Sorry, Beth.
I think that Gordon might be like, hey, listen, like, are you willing to shell out some more millions of dollars out of your billions of dollars in order to potentially improve what's going on and improve the relationship between whoever's in the suits on the bench and the players? Or do you want to save those millions of dollars and continue down the path that you're on? And maybe it gets fixed.
My son thinks that they should name a captain. And I tend to agree. Like he talked me into it. I was just like, who they're all there. Like, so some guy has to have the letter on his chest. It should be Gallagher. But on the other hand, Max is just like, well, there's that void now. We're the captainless, we're the team that doesn't have a captain now, right? And so just having somebody with the letter on his chest might be sort of like, honestly, I think this is all between the ears. I honestly think it's between the ears. There's too much good talent on this team, even absent Edmondson, Weber, Byron,
and Price.
It's an emotional void that they need filled.
Because Weber is such a void. Leaves such a void.
Like, I mean, you saw their faces.
Had that room healthy enough to figure this shit out, though.
I mean, you saw their faces when he walked up to them playing soccer today. Like, everybody.
Weber was in the house today.
Everybody lit up like Christmas lights.
And he looks great.
He does look so good.
It's so weird to see him without equipment on.
It's weird seeing him dressed up. Like,
yeah. And he's a snappy dresser.
He looks very nice. Like, he's very tailored, even though he's got his like bulk under there.
Yeah.
He still looks very nice. He had very pointy shoes on.
Yes. Snappy dresser.
Yeah. Speaking of those folks, Price was also on the ice by himself. Well, with trainers, no pads, doing basic skating drills, kind of drills that I do in my skating classes from what I saw. Good for him. So who knows? Jeff Gordon. Yeah, he'll be in tomorrow. And Molson today at the presser mentioned that the GM search is going to be exhaustive. Of course, it's the Montreal freaking Canadiens. But everybody already has like a list out already. Something interesting that came up, though, I think this was during the presser too, is that he mentioned that this could take into next season. Like, it might be just Jeff Gordon for the rest of the season, depending on, you know.
He's going to be the one running everything.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's it.
But wouldn't it be interesting if they got a woman?
Yeah. Nope, that'd be cool, too. Speaking of.
Are you going to say what I'm going to say?
Well, I was just only going to say that we never did get that video reply bit from.
Oh.
The lady person that did
that. That is thing. True.
Never got that. Who the, is she? We'll find it. Margaret Bélanger for Group CH. Back in August of 20, back in August, August 24th, we did not ever get that. I would have known.
Oh, she had a press conference though, right? With that fella.
Perhaps. Maybe.
But that wasn't, but we still didn't get the answers.
The video.
Yeah.
Chris, crap, I always say his name wrong. How do you say Knuckles' last name?
Nyland.
Nyland. Okay, Chris Nyland said that he would like Caroline Ouellette. She says it differently than Ben. No, Xavier.
Yeah.
Ouellette to be, at the very least, the assistant general manager of the Habs, which I thought was very interesting and a really great pick, in my opinion.
That was something that Molson mentioned a lot today at the presser. Diversity, 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 diversity. So it makes you wonder, maybe he's going to go in that direction. Maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll get Marie-Philippe Poulin.
I would love, she's busy though. I would love it if Marie-Philippe Poulin was the GM of the Habs. Oh my gosh.
She would be getting paid for that job.
She's with the PW, whatever they're to have a new name.
Oh, the again. Premier Hockey League.
The Premier Hockey League. Yeah, yeah. And she's still captain of Team Canada, I believe. So she's busy.
But it'll be nice to have a player assistant general manager. Perfect. That would be cool.
Maybe that's why it's going to take so long.
Right. Exactly. Who knows? What's up?
I was going to say, I really like the idea of somebody who is younger and less experienced because along with having because they'll have someone like Gordon working with them, but it will bring so much recency to the decisions and ideas of the general manager. It won't be like, oh, this is what we did three, four decades ago, and this is what we were doing when I played, back when you weren't even existing yet, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Someone who has recent experience with what players now are dealing with.
Mm-hmm. My pick is Roberto Luongo.
I like
him. Make it so. Based purely on the fact that he is a Montrealer, and I think he'd look damn good being GM of the Habs.
Oh man,
with
so cool.
The only experience.
I don't think he lives in Montreal anymore. I think he lives in Florida.
He can move. He can have a summer house and a winter house.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah,
that's true. And I mean, other people that make less money than him do it all the time.
They do.
Florida. I've seen
He has family there.
And my thing is,
Arnaro has his brother on all the time.
There you go. And people are saying like, oh, he wouldn't want to come to a market like Montreal and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, first of all, you don't know that. You don't know him. Second, he is so sassy. He could even be sassier than Marc Bergevin. We haven't seen him in a GM press conference yet. You don't know. Like I feel like he could definitely hold his own.
I believe he is currently assistant general manager of Team Canada, and he is in charge of a goalie.
Maybe that's why they gotta wait.
Goalie ops.
Getting goalies.
Oh, right. You're choosing.
Do you need? Poor David. You need some soup.
I'm eating soup all fucking weekend.
What kind?
Like, just whatever's at Panera. I get, like, cream of chicken all
noodle.
The time.
No, chicken noodle. Oh, chicken noodle has scientifically been proven to have curative powers.
So don't be having, like, a lentil.
I mean, lentil soup is good, but not
lentil
for cold.
Lentil soup is delicious.
Or like a lemon chicken orzo soup.
I'm pretty sure it's not COVID. But given the people I was hanging out with last week, who knows? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. America.
Yeah. Happy
I mean, the flu is going around.
Yes, it is.
I have a crushing headache. This is like never works out for me very well on Monday nights. I know Monday nights is the best night for the podcast, but Mondays are just such a fucking, such a stress headache by the end of it. Anyway, since we're all commiserating about our ailments.
I have a runny nose.
Damn it.
Nice.
That's all I got.
Let's see.
Paul Wilson.
That is the
thrown in there.
That's my big shrug. The only thing I can think of is the draft and how awful that was handled.
Yeah.
Like communications wise, and he's the communication director. Yeah. But it was weird to see all three of them go at once like that.
Yeah.
Oh, and let's not forget Malambi as well. Shane Malambi just resigned.
Yeah,
I knew he was going to get the job.
Scott Malambi.
Scott, yeah. Sorry.
That's okay.
Shane Malambi.
He's the one that got like Rene Bork to explode in those playoffs that year. Remember the little Malambi hug? Gave him a little hug. And then Bork just exploded. He was a madman.
Bork.
Scoring machine. Bork.
Wow, that must be nice.
And you see people not saying not very nice things about Paul Wilson online.
Yeah, a lot of people are not a fan of his. And I was like, oh,
no.
Didn't realize that. Seemed nice to me. But then again, I didn't have to work with him ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
One, so, farewell, Mark.
Two.
Yeah.
You know, not everything was perfect. Three. But we had a lot of, you know, we had a lot of fun. We made it to the Eastern Conference Finals twice.
In Mark's tenure.
Stanley Cup Finals.
In Mark's tenure, we have seen the best of the Habs and the worst, literally. Decade span. And everything between, though, it's such a, like, I think Simon Salakis mentioned this before, that aside from how the Habs are playing in the playoffs, the fluke, right? They just were a good team. However, the schedule. But now the schedule's not an issue anymore.
No.
And yes, like 50% of the team's different, but I swear to God, like...
There's enough...
What is happening? Day in... You go to practice. They've been playing professional hockey in the National Hockey League for 2 months now, including the preseason, and they're in shambles. Every game. Shambles.
I used that word today.
Oh my God.
Shambles.
4 wins this month. And then they have it looks like a light schedule for December. My God, they're awful.
Well, and then so that brings up the other thing that Jeff Molson brought up today, and that they're going to be investing in mental health initiatives for their players, off ice stuff. So like a whole department dedicated to this.
Which really is interesting and also good, by the by. It is an important part of people's lives. As we know.
I mean, it's a very important part of people's lives. And I'm not even talking about really how it's going to translate into their play. But if you have mental health, good mental health, you know, healthy mental health, it probably will improve your play. That's not what we care about, obviously. But with two players in Carey Price and Jonathan Gouin, who had to take leaves of absence to self-care, long overdue. Ain't all about hockey.
No. No, it isn't.
You should do the neti pot thing? Yeah. The neti pot.
In like Crocodile Dundee? Where you put like a bunch of cocaine in the pot?
No, that's not a neti pot.
Oh.
That would be an expensive neti pot.
Does anyone remember from Crocodile Dundee 2?
Yes.
It's an incredible movie.
He thinks it's cold medicine or like BC powder. And he's like, oh, just put it in hot water. It works better. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the guy in the corner is like, that's like $1,000 worth of good cocaine or whatever. I love Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That's not a knife.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
or when he kisses the guy to make the shot fall off of his head.
Oh, yeah, Max told me to tell you guys this.
Hey, Max. What's up?
Hi, Max.
During the game, I'm like, look at Demko. And I'm like, what's his first name? Vladimir? He's like, no.
Thatcher.
It just sounds...
But at the same time, Thatcher.
Yeah.
Like
Vladimir Demko sounds way better.
Like, did his parents more, were like...
More, let's see natural. If we could find out.
Looking around, they saw like a thatch work roof. Like, ah. Our son will be named like Thatcher.
His mom's maiden name or something. His middle name is Douglas.
That's cute.
He's American.
He's a pretty good goalie.
Yeah, honestly. Nice,
yeah, he's. I mean, like this is like. COVID
Habs got goalied a little bit here and there. They did.
Vladimir Demko.
Maybe they were.
Why does that sound so familiar to me?
Maybe they were fans of Margaret Thatcher.
Gross.
Hopefully we can just, you know,
Catholic around their neck.
But he's from California.
And maybe we could just, you know, like, oh, I'm glad I'll speech. Just put another spot through a hot just to make sure she's dead.
He's only 25. I didn't realize he was so.
Yeah, young. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
he grew up in Scripps Ranch in San Diego. I don't know what that means.
San Diego, discovered by the Germans in 1824. They named it San Diego. Yes. All right. Yeah, it's a new era for the Habs. Timmins, especially in that regard, because Timmins has been with the team for like 20 years. Like his entire pro career is with the Habs. And, you know, there's been so much draft bullshit on Twitter for like the past 2 weeks evaluating how good are the Habs are drafting. And, oh, here's my goalpost, you know, article. And here's my goalpost article. And it's like, you guys are just constructing numbers to make your arguments look good. Every article I read, I'm like, this is bullshit. I hate reading that nonsense. Oh my God. I click through and then I see like a however, by the way, comma, and another fucking, what do you call howevers? And what are they in grammar? Yeah, neverthelesses. What are they called?
Interjections?
Oh yeah.
What are they called?
Is that what they
is
are?
Is that what it's called? Beth would know.
Either way, like people,
they
just.
Sorry, I found a weird thing on the internet.
They
what
write
are,
it all the
what
time.
Is however and nevertheless? What are those words called?
Injection? No.
Hold on, I'll find out. But then I'll think about this weird.
No, it's. God damn it.
It's a conjunctive verb.
Conjunctive adverb. Conjunctions.
Yeah. Cool. So I found this thing. I was trying to figure out what Thatcher Demko's mom's maiden name was. Because to see if
so that's why his name is
Thatcher. I didn't find that. But I did find, and this doesn't have a date on it that I can see, but at one point when he was going to play goalie for the USA in the World Championships being held in Russia, she had a fundraiser up trying to get money to go see him because she had to miss his first trip out of the country to play in the Czech Republic when he was 10. And so she really wanted to go.
Aww.
So that's really cute. I hope she got to go. But yeah, I don't know when this.
That
when
sounds
this
like started. A mom that wanted to but leave the really country cute. To drink.
Daniel Demko, if you're listening, I really hope you got to go. And your son is a cool dude.
It's Thatcher.
Just, yes. It's just,
he's a very cool dude. I think his name is Tarasenko.
Vladimir Tarasenko.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
That, and the K's and the O's.
Yeah, yeah. Get me all jumbled up. Yeah, Trevor Timmons.
I mean,
ooh, about whom apparently Jeff Molson threw a little shade this afternoon?
A little bit, yeah. One of the things that Molson mentioned today that I thought was a bit eye-opening was that, you know, he wants to be agreeable, you know, with the GM, with Mark and Trevor. And how'd he phrase it? He said that he couldn't, like, accept it anymore, their decisions on hockey.
Support them.
Yeah, I couldn't support them anymore. And I was like, how about that?
It's cold.
So, yeah, I mean, but it is a business, and he said the parting ways was amicable. I'm sure that Paul Wilson is, like, burning down a house somewhere, though, because of how evil he is.
Apparently, he's so awful.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Like, holy God. I chatted with him in DMs every once in a while because I want him on the happy hour a while ago.
We've talked to him a few times.
Yeah.
And we've even had, like, Twitter exchanges with him, too, like, publicly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, I guess everybody's different offline. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't tell, but I'm wrong.
Bring him back.
Huh?
I think he's with Team Canada now, though. Or that's who Team Canada uses. Dominic Seyon.
For communication?
For a long time.
For communications? All right.
Our friend there, Dave Stubbs.
Hey.
He's very fond of Dominic Seyon.
Oh, that's as roaring an endorsement as anyone could ever hope for.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
We need to have Dave on again. Did you see Tara Sloan?
Oh,
tonight?
My God.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, so beautiful. That's
I tweeted at her. I just.
She's stunning.
She's gorgeous. Red is her color. She looks
totally
fantastic.
Tara, you look amazing. Thank you for existing.
I just like what she brings to hockey. Like, yeah, she's like, yes, this is on ice stuff. And she's like, but also, like, let's look at the community surrounding
hockey. Does
he know
French?
And other stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, Tara, do you know French?
Tara, she like she's a Habs fan, right?
Well, we did interview her.
Yeah.
It was a while ago, though.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
It was so fun. I was so intimidated.
It was in Toronto.
It was so fun.
Yeah, but that's still very cool.
Everybody lives in Toronto in TV.
Yeah. My God. I don't know what else to say about the Habs. I'm looking through just a bunch of notes here. Nothing new. Mark Bergevin's statement was very nice.
Yeah.
There was something in particular I wanted to mention. There was Montreal. Montreal is a city where I took my first skating strides, and it's also the city where I learned to lead the NHL's winningest franchise. This city and this organization will always have a special place in my heart. End quote. He calls.
I tried to imagine him as a baby.
A very dapper baby with huge arms.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Last year allowed us to get closer to the ultimate objective, but we fell short in hoisting the Holy Grail. It means a lot to him. Yeah. But I thought that was very nice of Mark, so good for him.
That's one more thing that is, I think, an underreported aspect of all of this is that these guys just lost in the Stanley Cup final. That is the kind of thing that will ruin your summer, you know? And then they lost, don't forget everybody else that they lost to, Perry and Stahl. And no, Perry was a huge part of it. I'm just trying to think of what is going on between their ears. And also, it's just like all of these absences, players are promising to come back, but like nothing got fixed. Nothing, not even temporarily.
No.
One time, Bo, thank goodness, is looking better.
He's doing his best. And
trying to fill Price's role is like,
ugh,
that's not going to happen. You know, I didn't mean to cut you off, Beth, but it just made me think of a quote from years ago, and this person got flamed hard for it. Steve Ott, a then member of the St. Louis Blues, during an intermission game when the Blues were playing the Habs, said he was asked about the Habs' defense. He's like, what defense? Carey Price is their defense.
I mean,
that is true today.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder, again, harkening back to Luke Richardson, like if he's just always...
It's nuts.
It's dumb if it's true, but like if he's always been dependent on Carey Price and now he can't or won't adjust. I really hope that's not the case.
It's just, what a pickle. This Carey Price doesn't want to come back to a rebuild, which was a word that Molson mentioned today.
Yeah, and he said that he was not afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least some fans, I think, shouldn't be afraid of it. He mentioned it.
He said that he wasn't afraid of using that word and that fans shouldn't be afraid of that word either.
Also, Ryan Poehling is not Jesus Christ, guys. He has 4 goals in the season, and yeah, he plays hard, but I mean, the way people are acting, they're thinking that he's going to be on the first line with Suzuki and Caulfield. I don't think anybody can help Suzuki and Caulfield. That's another conundrum in my mind. I have no idea what's wrong with those two. Something. It's awful. Awful, awful.
I don't know. Part of me wonders if they're not getting the guidance that they need or in the format that they need it.
Remember how much they loved Corey Perry?
Yeah, true. Well, true.
The guy.
The only defenseman with a minus on the team was Petrie. And the only plus, Romanov. Good job, Romy. Romy's looking better, at least. Yeah, it's just, they don't know who to put with Caulfield and Suzuki. Mm-hmm. And that's like, that's the line. That's supposed to be our top line. It's not a top line. Not at all.
I had high hopes that Tyler Toffoli would put some in the net tonight.
I really did. He wanted to so badly. Yeah.
That guy, he's probably so never scoring again.
Hey, I know where you live.
Ryan Poehling had that pass from Jonathan Drouin.
That's the thing. Drouin's pass, that was a miracle worker. And then the one, I think this was in the second period, the feed that Caulfield gave Drouin, Drouin managed that one-timer. I was like, holy shit. It's more of that. Even though we know how well the Habs did when Drouin was with those two. Who knows?
Qui sait? Quien sabe?
Oh my God.
So that would sucked.
Yeah, that sucked.
Ow.
Careful.
The next game.
Just a little funny bone thing.
Is on Thursday. Am I busy then? I might be busy then.
Yeah, at work.
Yeah.
What's on Thursday?
Surprise, surprise. The next game. The next game.
Yep, I'm busy Thursday, so I'm not going to be able to watch it.
Poor David.
God forbid. Oh, well. Ugh. But yeah, that's it
for November.
That really is. That is it for November, and it is a November to forget because this is an abomination of hockey. Although Brian Wild retweeted one of my tweets. You know how I get during games like these. And it was after the first power play, and the Bell Center started booing the team. I tweeted, Habs faithful, sick of what they're watching, which is warranted. Not a second of power play time for Caulfield, which makes sense. If you want to give him some time to get his mojo back. Fucking put him on the power play. He's the number one fucking player in collegiate hockey.
But nobody would pass to him anyway.
Well, Sammy Niku would.
Sammy Niku.
Don't put Jeff Petrie on the power play.
Yeah.
I love you, Jeff Petrie.
Oh, apparently he had 50 seconds of power play time. I didn't see it.
I thought I saw him on the power play. I'm not going crazy.
You are not. Not yet.
Yeah.
At least Suzuki's on the power play, I guess. Jesus Christ.
So I take it you're not going to go to either the Rangers game or the Devils game in December, David?
Fuck. Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not sure right now. I'm not entirely certain.
You should record a song. Like Phoebe, you know?
Ooh,
your voice like that while it's like that.
Yeah. Do a Billie Eilish song, but like as a dude cover.
What's her main song? I'm a bad... Like her first hit.
Oh, yeah. Bad Guy. Yeah.
Bad Guy.
Billie Eilish.
Great performer and artist, by the way. Much respect for
I'm a fan.
Billie Eilish.
Yeah, she's cool. Lady Gaga was on Stephen Colbert last week. If you can find a way to watch that on YouTube, I just absolutely love her so much.
She's wonderful also.
She was fantastic.
He adores her.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Yeah. Stephen Colbert, fucking better.
Yeah.
God damn it.
She was telling the story about how she sang in the national anthem at the inauguration for Joe Biden.
She looked amazing.
She looked amazing.
That's right.
It was fitted with Kevlar.
No kidding.
Bulletproof.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I wonder how heavy that is.
She was talking about how the part where it goes and the flag was still there. Mm-hmm. They decided, you know, to really make a point of that because it was right after the insurrection, right? Mm-hmm. That the flag was still there. And she turned around to gesture to it and they had moved it since rehearsal. She's like, oh girl, just keep turning. You'll see it. Yes.
That one. Oh my God. It's America. You're going to find one eventually.
Yeah.
Got them all over the fucking place just in case you forget what country you're in.
Yeah.
She was incredible in House of Gucci.
I can't wait.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
Saw that over the weekend.
Ooh. And you know what I saw?
What's that?
Spencer.
Oh, yeah, Spencer.
No.
I liked it. A lot.
In my opinion, it was so boring. And it was almost like, I understand, like, you know, you want to make a movie about Diana, but it was just like, that's the one that you wanted to make?
It is a weird movie. It really is.
Wonderful performance by Kristen Stewart. Mm-hmm. Because I can see, like, for me, it's just like, anybody can imitate Diana. But I need you to convince me that you're Diana. Mm-hmm. And she did.
Veronica is a diehard Princess Diana fan.
Yes.
Just in case we haven't mentioned it on the podcast before.
Y'all don't know. She likes Mr. Rogers, Princess Diana, and Sesame Street.
Yep.
Need to get her a Sesame present. Street.
House of Gucci was nuts. Like, I'm not a fashion guy by any stretch of the imagination.
You're wearing a sweater from Malcolm in the Middle right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Oh, is it? Oh,
that's a good, great sweater.
That's like from like 2001.
Brown is really good on you.
It is from back then. I received this as a Christmas present from my friend Katrina back in 2004.
Nice.
I have dresses that are older than my son too.
Hmm.
But they're good. They're nice dresses.
Good. Yeah, but House of Gucci, it's cutthroat. It's crazy. Those freaking Italian fashion people. My God. Adam Driver, incredible. I feel so bad that, you know, he was Kylo Ren in the new Star Wars movies because he is a wonderful actor.
Yeah.
And I hope that he keeps, you know, being good in movies. Jeremy Irons is in it. I didn't realize that.
Jeremy Irons. Yeah. Blast from the past.
Al Pacino is in it. He's on the card. But, like, I didn't know Jeremy Irons was in it until he, like, walks into a room. I was like, oh, that's so cool. But it was a really interesting movie, and also directed by Ridley Scott. So maybe he won't bitch about this one, flunking
the millennials
as much as, you know, The Last Duel did, because Last Duel is a bit of a niche.
And then it looked really bad.
Last Duel?
The beard, the makeup and costuming looked bad. Like the stills that I saw of what's his face and what's his nuts. Yeah.
It's
not appealing.
It's the 14th century.
Okay. It's still.
You can get a better actor than Ben Affleck.
No, you can't.
I'm on the record that I don't like Ben Affleck. Yeah. But
Matt Damon.
I haven't seen anything recently, but I really am excited for the A24 version of Macbeth that is coming out next month.
Oh yeah, that's being Christmas. That's being released on Apple, I think.
Ooh.
And it's starring
Denzel Washington. Yes. Is in it, and it's like it's done in black and white,
mm-hmm.
and
very artsy.
A lot of the principal actors, a lot of the main characters are actors of color, which I'm super excited for. It just looks really good. I've like literally seen like a very short preview online, but it looks banging. I'm not a huge I was an English major. I'm not a huge Shakespeare fan, but this looks really good.
Macbeth is might be my favorite Shakespearean play.
Good. Hamlet's mine. Because I'm an emo kid, but Macbeth is very good.
Out, damn spot. Out.
Yes. Out, damn spot.
Mm. Oh, my God. I don't know what else to say about The Habs, so this is probably going to become a movie and a television series thing. Because there's nothing to say. Yeah. We got to wait till Jeff Gordon does something that I'm sure next week we'll have all sorts of shit to talk about.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why he's being brought in, so it should be interesting.
So... When Jeff Gordon comes in, I always think of the race car driver, and I hate that. So when Jeff comes in,
yeah,
do you think he's going to get a spot on Tony Marinaro?
Oh, I'm sure he'll make the tour, but he doesn't like talking, right? So that's part of the deal.
I'll come for 5 minutes.
He sends Tony an email.
this is
everything I want to say.
Now. I like
his pensive face.
Remember when Mark Bergevin came in on day one, he told Scott Gomez to stay home.
Oh yeah.
I
forgot all about that.
Or whatever it was. But that was his first move. So there's going to be some kind of splashy thing. I would imagine something.
I really wonder.
Drastic, I would hope, because we need something drastic.
They are shambles again. It's
shambolic.
Terrible. It's awful. And I'm telling you, if they clear out the bench, because it's not working. Like that assistant coach that they got over the off season there.
Goalie coach.
Whose name is it? The assistant coach that they got.
No.
Schomburg is now. No. He's in the office now.
Yeah, not Schomburg. Trevor Letowski. Like
head of goalie.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, Trevor Letowski. I don't know what the fuck he does.
I don't either. I don't hear about him.
Ducharme, Letowski, Richardson, and Burrows. Those four guys cannot get the Habs going. And it's clear. It's clear at this point that they can't do it. So, blah.
Okay.
Alex Burrows played with the Sedin twins on the power play, so he knows how to coach a power play. Really?
No, he doesn't.
Really? Really?
Dave, say, in a world where both of our cars were totally underwater.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater.
Another rainfall warning for me tomorrow.
Oh, no. Again? Jesus.
Yeah, 60 millimeters.
Again
tomorrow and Wednesday. I almost had a heart attack today.
Now, why?
Because all of a sudden, all these branches and leaves started falling from the sky, you know, and I'm looking out to my in the green belt here, and all of this shit. And then I realized it was the gutter cleaners.
Oh,
cleaning all of that stuff off of my roof. I'm just like, what? It was like showering. Like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, my God. That's nuts. I don't have to deal with that. I only have to deal with the lady that feeds the birds at 3 p.m. every day. I actually don't think she does it now because it's frigid. It's like below freezing most days here. But for a while, it was the worst hour of my life. Just every time it happened, like, oh my god, it's happening again.
Yeah, maybe you should make a TikTok of her and just play like the Tuppence, the Feed the Bird song from Mary Poppins on it.
That would be funny.
And like the bird lady from Home Alone 2.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I forgot all about her, but it is sort of kind of like that. It is the season.
Port Moody.
Oh, we are
10. I'm going to check right now.
I think we're at 0.
I'm at -2 or -3 or so.
That's cold.
It's chilly.
As soon as it gets below freezing, it's cold, eh?
Yeah, it's chilly. Oh my god. Okay, so what else happened? So I saw House of Gucci. Oh, King Richard, I want to watch too, but I think I'm just going to watch on HBO. That's a movie about Selena, the tennis dad, Will Smith.
Venus and Serena.
Yes.
Okay. The thing is, he had, apparently, I haven't seen it, but apparently he had, like, a whole other family with other children that he abandoned, and then he had Venus and Serena.
Oh.
Which I did not know. I haven't seen the movie.
Not Will Smith.
No, not Will Smith. No, their dad. No, Will Smith does have an older son.
In real life?
Yes,
something
I think
Smith.
His name is Trey.
Interesting guy, I think.
Venus's or Serena's Instagram, I love it so much.
Nice.
That kid of hers is pretty cute.
So cute. I love that she is named after her dad.
Yeah.
That makes me.
I think Angela Price was on Instagram doing something live, like showcasing some clothes, I think.
Oh, okay, she's got a new fashion line.
Yeah, and everybody was asking about Carrie, and then I left because I'm like, all right, I'm not going to deal with this.
Why am I watching this?
Yeah, swipe.
It's like
up,
a line of like leisure wear or something.
Stuff. Yeah,
those like her soft, flowy shirts.
Her trademark.
Check it out. Was it on? It was on Instagram Live.
Yeah. So
I don't think it'll be on her Instagram somewhere. Like
yeah,
because I forget the name of the fashion line, but it has its own separate page. But it's too expensive for me. So
I've mentioned it before, but Mrs. Ben Sherratt. I really love her.
Yes.
I really love her.
Oh,
she does such
good stuff.
Such good stuff.
And like the before and afters are amazing. She's and like most people's like renovation shit, I'm like, I do not care. I don't care what you're doing. But she like does stuff like in other people's houses, not just her own. Like she like actually does this for a job and for fun because she likes it.
Yeah.
And then she'll like show you a space and they'll be like, look what we did with it. It looks like it's completely different. And then she's like, here's what we did with this bit, and here's what we did with this bit. She's amazing.
This Pretty Life XO.
Jacqueline. Yes. Yeah. Jacqueline.
Nice.
Yeah.
And their dog is so funny. Bailey, she's like, I'm done with your shit.
Oh, man. So, I don't have any expectations, so it's not really crushing to me. I'm just fascinated to see what's going to happen.
I don't like seeing Cole Caulfield sad.
No.
Well, maybe he can score a freaking goal.
He did already.
Yeah, okay.
Finally.
you see all the other rookies on the other teams, like the Ducks, fucking whoever the hell is over there, tearing it up.
So, speaking of the Ducks, my best friend's nephew, he's learning how to skate. He's going to learn how to play hockey.
Is he a Duck?
He's a Ducks fan. Because of the Mighty Ducks.
Of course.
But he wants to play number 17. He wants to be a defenseman. I think it's 14 or 17. I can't remember which one. My bad. But he wants to be a defenseman. And, like, he knows that I love hockey, too. So whenever he comes over, he runs over to me immediately and hugs me. And he's like, Miss Elizabeth, like, tell me things about hockey. And I'm like, yes. And then, but, like, he gets upset when he finds out that other people are not Ducks fans. So I have to pretend to be a Ducks fan.
I would not do that.
And you really don't like the Ducks.
I really don't like the Ducks. I really don't. I don't even know if there's anybody on the. Is Ricky Raquel
Corey Perry was the only Duck I hated.
I hated him too. Like I don't like Ryan Kessler, who I don't think is there anymore, or he's like never around.
No, he's a bad man.
And then the bald one, Getzlaff. I don't like Getzlaff either.
Have you seen Getzlaff's house?
No.
He lives like fucking like he lives like. I mean. It's not just a hockey player. It's like something from like an Aaron Spelling television show. I'm dating myself, but he used to have like Dynasty or like he's got like a fountain out front.
Wow.
Enormous. We've been playing hockey room. For like 3 million years.
Google Ryan Getzlaff's house in like fucking whatever, wherever that is, I guess. Anaheim.
LA somewhere, perhaps.
Yeah, but it Hollywood. Is ridiculous. It should be on a program.
Oh.
Yes. Holy see what I'm shit. Saying?
What
it's
the
like a mansion.
Meanwhile, anyways, guys, here's
a. Oh, no, he just got a new one. Is this his new one that he just got in July?
Here's NHL Cribs.
Huh?
There was here's one, NHL like, Cribs, guys. Is my
oh God. He lives like so, Austin. He used to do that.
He used to live. Okay, so he moved. He used to live in a place that was almost $11 million, and he moved to another one that is like $5 million. They bought the original one in 2018, I guess.
Okay.
It's not showing pictures.
I wonder what the property taxes are on that.
California.
Yeah, I know. You have a drought every other year.
It's always on fire.
It's always on fire. Take a second to give a shout out to some of our intrepid fans who've stuck with us during this trying time, especially for ourselves, because I'm sick of it, honestly. But Mr. Banana Cheeks, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your comments on YouTube. We don't interact very much on YouTube or Twitter, but we do see you and we do appreciate you. Yes. Also, Steeler63, thank you. Also on YouTube, usually. And Tried and True, our buddy, HabsFan22, Siash.
Yes.
Thank you for everything. Always.
I saw him pointing out today about the 10 days ago, eh?
Oh. It was
a blowout.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah. He's on it. He, like, he always has, like, the fun trivia facts.
Yeah.
What do you call a and dead magician?
Course, our friend Anya Marcus.
Oh, yeah. Anya Marcus. Oh, yes. Yep. Yeah. What do you call a dead magician? An abracadaver.
Oh, my Lanta.
Yay.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, what else did I watch? I watched the live-action Cowboy Bebop. They probably ended it in the worst possible way that they could have. I was very upset about that. I watched Hellbound on Netflix. Interesting show. Talking about God's judgment interfering with everyday life in Korea, where somebody gets a prophecy that they're bound for hell on this date, and then these three gigantic monstrous things beat the hell out of them on that date and send them to hell. And society's trying to deal with that. That's what the show is about. What else happened?
What did I watch?
I watch a lot of stuff.
In the middle of watching Yellowstone, it's getting good. It's getting good. I know it's not for everybody. And when I first, like the first season that I was trying to get through, it was just a little bit too macho for me. Like these, like, you know, but now I'm into it.
Gonna put the ye in your ha type of stuff.
Yeah. So that's really good. I've been enjoying that, along with other people who are watching it.
It's funny because it feels like a lot of well-known hockey Twitter people watch a lot of the same things. So I'll see like Veronica and like a bunch of Leafs people and like a bunch of like Chicago people. I don't follow in Chicago people, but like just people from like different teams like on Twitter, and they'll be like I saw so many people be like, where's the new episode of Yellowstone today? Because it didn't come on time. Or like everybody is watching like Succession, which I have not watched, but I've heard is very good.
I can't watch. That's one that I really don't want to watch.
And there was something else. Yeah. There was like something else that like everybody was like watching, and I'm like, well, that's funny. It was just cute. Like not funny in a mean way.
Yeah.
Now our friend also Lucy Webbs at Webbs Webbs, who lives in Ireland. She highly recommended and couldn't more highly recommend Succession. And that's the only reason that I think I might give it a try one day. But it's just like toxic rich people. Like the, you know, we just live.
We got too much of that in America. You know, I'm not a. I mean, we're bombarded with that.
Adrian Brody and Matthew McFadden are in it. And I have huge crushes on them both.
Adrian Brody's in it?
Macaulay Culkin's brother too.
Ooh. that he's in Scott Pilgrim. And he's awesome. Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, Adrian Brody just came in this season, I believe.
Okay.
Cool.
And Matthew McFadden plays a gay man, which I'm here for.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I have an actual splitting headache.
Go. You need to eat a food and drink a water.
We've got some chicken noodle that made me think.
There you go.
Ooh, maybe I'll have some of that. Curl up on the couch.
I have a cookie to eat.
What flavor?
Chocolate chip.
Is it from that same place as before?
No, it's from Panera. Okay. I was like, I want one of those. And she said, okay. So thank you. Ugh. Oh, you remember how I was complaining about the parking at Albany Airport and they overcharged me?
Yes.
It finally got resolved today.
Oh, good.
And?
I got my money back.
Why did they overcharge you?
Idiots.
Because they're dumb.
Just
did they,
dumb.
Did they like...
Just dumb.
Go to the CCTV footage?
No, I gave him my flight itinerary. I'm like, I'm not going to park my car at the airport for 2 extra days, lady. She's like, oh, okay, I get it. So there it was.
There you go.
No, so I got my money back, thank God. And
very resourceful.
Damn it, what the hell else happened? There's something right on the tip of my tongue. Shit. I don't know if it was about the chocolate chip or not. That makes me upset. Makes me very sad.
You can tweet it later.
Nah, I'm not going to remember it. Okay. But, all right, I think that's it. Welcome, Jeff Gordon. Thank you, Mark Bergevin, for the past decade of Habs hockey.
Roller coaster.
Giving us so many things to be happy about.
Yeah. Well,
my favorite thing
and go to bed.
Is arguing about stuff that already happened. And that we can't change. I really wonder.
It was a trip to the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, that's all that. Honestly, that's all that matters. So,
yep.
I really wonder if next season we'll hear about the Subban Weber trade. I wonder if it's finally dead and buried.
People are trying to think that he's coming back to the Habs.
No, don't want him.
Because of the end of his contract.
No.
Don't want him.
Don't want him. Do not.
Our defense is already bad.
I would take Markov over Subban 100%. Markov. Get the general back.
Oh, yes.
Pair him and Romanov together and just watch the Russians fly. The fucking Red Army lives again. Let's go. And the only thing with Bergevin's tenure that I didn't like was Lars Eller. Man, I wish we had Larry still.
I didn't even get to see him the other day because he's stuck in California on COVID
protocol.
God damn it, Larry.
He's stuck. He's probably staying at Ryan Getzlaff's house.
He used to, and Chris Nyland used to say, smart feller, Lars Eller. And apparently, Eller didn't like that.
He didn't like it?
What? Why?
I'm not smart. How dare you?
Nyland was like, I officially apologize because he doesn't like it.
Maybe he thought he was like being sarcastic or something.
Yeah, maybe. Smart feller, Lars Eller.
But I like Lars Eller. Oh, tiger.
One thing in hockey right now that makes me very upset is how nobody covers Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah.
He did not score a single goal.
At least he didn't score.
On Wednesday.
That's what one of the positives that I take.
That's like the
whole he's got like four assists.
Going to literally have a whole conniption.
I did. I had a prediction in the group chat. Be like, he's going to score 2 today. No, but he didn't. Instead, he got 4 assists.
He did get 4 assists. I did get to see Nastia and Ovi Jr. and they were very cute.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they were sitting like
Ovi Jr. goes out on the ice.
Oh my god, but the mites on ice were dressed up as turkeys. It was so cute.
Yes.
It was cute.
They do it like one, I think, I don't know if they do it all of November, but they do at least one game a year, like in November before Thanksgiving. And they just have, because the Caps like are really big on mites on ice. They have mites on ice at every single home game. And this year they had turkey costumes.
Vancouver does too.
The back of their tails had their number on it. It was super cute.
And the referee was like the eagle, their mascot, right? Yeah. Except he was dressed like a pilgrim with like a pilgrim hat.
Yeah.
And it was just anarchy. Absolute anarchy. Like, what's going on?
I think his name is Slapshot.
Slapshot.
The eagle.
The eagle.
He was just like a pilgrim.
Yeah. Which, Anyway, this land is borrowed land. And that's it. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us.
Bye. 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 Bye.